I'd like to call on Jenny Jones to update the board on the results of this last legislative session.
Thank you, Chairman Leach. As you all know, the third called special session of the 87th legislature adjourned just after midnight Monday, so early Tuesday morning. The purpose of this special session was for the legislature to appropriate the $16.2 billion in ARPA relief dollars for the state of Texas and to redraw the boundaries of the districts for the Texas Senate, House, Congressional Delegation, and State Board of Education, as well as other items that the governor added to the agenda, such as investment in higher education. And the outcomes of the session for higher education were very positive, and they will have a lasting impact. As we've discussed before, the focus was to follow through on issues the legislature acted on during the regular session. Those priorities included tuition revenue bonds, which have been renamed, and I'll talk about that here in a moment, as well as funding for Senate Bill 1295 by Senator Creighton. This puts in place the regional university student success funding, outcomes-based funding to help increase the graduation rates of at-risk students at our regional universities. And so in Senate Bill 8, which is the federal appropriations bill, and this is authored by Senator Nelson and Representative Bonin, that's where the legislature funded the debt service, $325 million towards the capital projects authorized in Senate Bill 52, which I'll discuss in a moment. Senate Bill 8 also included the $300 million to TDEM for a new state operations center. Those funds will come to the A&M system. TDEM will work to put in place everything that's needed to create that new state operations center for the state, which is critically needed. We have an outdated facility they've been doing the very best they can in for a long time. And so that was an excellent use of those funds, $300 million for the new SOC. Senate Bill 8 partially funds the Regional Student Success Bill. It puts $20 million towards the $42 million that we need. There have been ongoing discussions about great use of funds now at the Coordinating Board. Governor's Emergency Education Relief Funds could provide the additional $22 million needed for those, and I believe that those discussions will continue. The bill also provides $113 million in additional support to the Child Mental Health Consortium. I want to mention that because our A&M Health Science Center is a partner in that effort, spearheaded by Senator Nelson and along with other health-related institutions. And one last note for the A&M system in this bill, $1.1 million to A&M Galveston. This is to fund an institute for the Disaster Resilient Texas, and this was created by the legislature in 2019 following our work in Hurricane Harvey. And so on the bill that creates these were TRBs, they're now being renamed, which I think will be helpful to get away from the nomenclature that suggests that student tuition funds capital projects. It does not. So TRBs are renamed Capital Construction Assistance Projects. They are going to call that acronym CCAPS, so we can all practice saying that. Erase TRBs from your mind. So the bill contains a total of $3.3 million in projects across the state, and $727 million of those are for the A&M system, about 22% of the bill. And this covers all of the institutions in our system, as well as some of our secondary campuses, such as the McAllen campus, where the Health Science Center will be able to construct a nursing and research building. This also includes funding for the TMC3 project, our project, and the other two public institution projects that our founding members received $70 million for the TMC3 projects at each of those institutions. So we're very grateful for the methodology that was ultimately adopted by the Senate and the House, which made sure that all the institutions are covered. Earlier versions of the bills, going back to the regular session, left out many institutions, and for the students who attend those institutions, it means that they would not benefit from having new facilities or revitalized facilities. And one last note on Senate Bill 52, there was the opportunity for institutions and some of our institutions were able to take advantage of this to changed their project to become a deferred maintenance request, and so both WT and A&M Kingsville will be awarded funds to work on deferred maintenance at their institutions. There's also flexibility language in the bill if other institutions needed to do the same based on the level of funding provided in the bill. They could shift those funds with the board's authorization and LBB approval to use towards deferred maintenance or an infrastructure project. So both Senate Bill 8 and Senate Bill 52 still need governor's approval. Senate Bill 8 has to have the comptroller certify the bill. And, of course, we stand ready to make excellent use of the funds that are being entrusted to our system, and we're grateful for all of the members of the legislature and the leadership who made this happen for us. So that's the overview, and be happy to answer any questions.
Well, let me be the first one to say, Jenny, congratulations to you and the chancellor and the entire team for a tremendous success in pretty choppy waters. So we're very lucky to have you guys working for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.